Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Belinda.
谢谢 Sam 还有 Belinda。
Well, this evening, it's just my joy to bring you a message from God's Word.
这个傍晚呢，是我的荣幸的能够跟大家证道。
Before we continue, let us go to God in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven,
我们亲爱的天父，
we just thank you for this time that we can read your word together.
我们感谢您，我们能够一起阅读您的话语。
We thank you that we, through your word, we can learn what it means to have your presence with us.
通过您的话语，我们能够学习如何拥有您的同在。
We pray that you will open up your word to us.
我们祈求你帮助我们了解您的话语。
We pray that you catch, that we will be able to catch a glimpse of your glory through it all.
那通过这一切，我们能够目睹您的荣耀。
Father, we pray that you will be with us.
我们祈求您与我们同在。
And we entrust this time into your hands.
我们把这时光交托在您手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, for the past few weeks,
在过去的几个星期，
our pulpit message theme has been the presence of God.
那我们证道的主题呢，就是上帝的同在。
And you know, the presence of God is it's a wonderful concept to understand.
那上帝同在的这个概念是非常美好的。
And it's something that we should want to understand.
这是我们都需要去学习了解的。
Not only is something that we want to understand, it is something that we can understand.
不只是尝试去了解，我们是能够了解的。
And so the presence of God is something that all of us can understand in some way or another.
所以上帝的同在的概念是大家都能够理解的。
And one of the ways that we can understand this idea of the presence of God is actually through examples.
那其中一个了解的方式呢，就是通过榜样。
And so we have been reading the book of Genesis.
那我们是在阅读创世纪啊。
And the example that has been raised up for all of us.
那我们在创世纪里所读到的榜样
is none other than Abraham.
那就是亚伯拉罕。
You know, as we look at Abraham as an example.
当我们视他为榜样的时候，
he is not only just an example.
他不只是单单一个榜样。
In fact, he is a wonderful example.
他是一个很美好的榜样。
Why so?
为什么呢？
You see, Abraham,
那亚伯拉罕，
is an example of an older person.
他是一个比较年长的一个人的榜样啊。
You know, we begin to read about Abraham.
那我们开始阅读关于亚伯拉罕。
And the age which we start to read about Abraham is when he was 75 years old.
那我们开始阅读关于他的时候呢，他已经75岁了。
So Abraham is actually an example of not just any person, but it is an example of an older person.
他是一个年长人士的一个榜样。
And it was only in his later years,
这是在他的晚年，
that he began to really understand this idea of the presence of God in his life.
他才开始了解呢，上帝同在啊，在他生命里的这个榜样。
You know, it was recorded from 75 years and above.
这样他是从75岁开始记载。
That his interactions with God became a lot more significant.
他跟上帝的互动呢，是越来越来的有意义。
There was a time when God appeared to him at 75 years old.
在75岁那年呢，上帝在他面前出现了。
Then 99.
99岁。
100.
100.
This is an example of an older person.
这是一个年长人士的一个榜样。
You know, what does this tell us, actually?
这是什么意义呢？
Is that very often,
这告诉我们啊，很多时候，
the best people that are most suited to understand the presence of God,
最适合理解上帝的同在的人啊，
are actually older people.
就是比较年长的朋友。
Now that is really amazing.
这是很奇妙的。
So older people, you know, what is the difference?
那年长人士他的分别在哪里呢？
You see, compared to younger people,
当我们跟年长人士还有年轻人士相比的时候，
older people have more experience.
那年长人士呢，比较有经验。
Older people have more wisdom.
他们比较多智慧。
Older people have more understanding.
比较多理解。
And of course, they have more maturity.
他们也比较成熟。
And of course, the saying goes, right? That young people, we eat less salt than you have. We eat less rice than you have taken salt. Or is it the other way around? I am confused on myself.
吃米比 比年长人士少。
You know, but this is the idea that older people can be more suited to understand the presence of God.
让年长人士呢更合适去理解上帝的同在这个概念。
See, how do I understand this?
那怎么去理解这一切呢？
You see, I see Pastor Charlie as an older man.
对我来说呢，陈牧师是一个比较年长的。
Mind you, not old man, older man.
不是老人，只是比较年长罢了。
And sometimes I sit in his car.
有时候呢，我跟他一起乘车。
So as a young person, I think to myself, I don't tell it to him, of course.
那是一个比较年轻的一个人哦，我自己就这样想。
Why he drive so slow?
为什么驾车那么慢？
Can he go a bit faster?
可以加快一点吗？
You see, as a younger person, wow, I just want to get there quickly. I want to drive fast. I want to get things done, you know, quickly.
那是一个年轻的人啊，我就要赶快到我的目的地，很快把东西做完。
It was only until not too long ago.
只是在最近啊。
That I learned the wisdom of driving steadily and slowly.
我才学到呢，慢慢驾车背后的智慧。
You see, a young person, you know, I was trying to get there quickly.
那身为年轻的一个朋友啊，我要很快的到达我的目的地。
One time I drove so quickly.
有一次呢，我驾得非常的快。
That I didn't stop in time for the traffic light.
那在交通灯的时候，我没有及时停车。
And then suddenly there's a chik chik.
又听到那个摄影机呢亮了一下。
I paid a very expensive price for a photograph with my car for the government.
我就被罚了。
哎呀。And you see, I should have known better.
我早知当日就不会有这些事发生。
See, I should have followed the wisdom of an older person.
我应该学习了一个年长人士的那个智慧。
To be more steady.
就是要慢慢的。
You know, to be more stately.
比较稳重一点。
Yes. And you know, of course, there are many other lessons that I learned from pastor as an older man.
在陈牧师身上，我是学习了很多不同的功课。
You know, as I was.You know, preparing to get married, we were thinking of where should we stay.
那在准备结婚的时候，我们就问啊，到底婚后要住在哪里？
And of course, me and my wife, we consulted pastor.
那我跟我的妻子就询问了陈牧师。
And he taught us, you know, this is how we should look at things.
他就教导我们如何去面对，而且这件事。
And finally, we decided, okay, this is where we should stay for the time being.
那我们最后就做了那个决定。
At a point of time, I didn't fully understand what he was saying, or couldn't appreciate what was the effect of this decision.
那在当时呢，无法理解为什么他这样的指引我们。
But looking back,
可是当我回顾
，this is actually the best decision that we have made.
我发觉呢，这是最好的决定了。
You see, older people.You possess experience.
那年长的朋友，你们经验丰富啊。
You possess wisdom and understanding that sometimes we young people do not have.
你有很多智慧，很多经验，我们年轻人是没有的。
And that is why you are able to understand the presence of God in your life.
因为如此，能够在你的生命里了解上帝的同在。
And that's why Abraham, as old as he was, 75 years old.
像亚伯拉罕的75岁。
Even 100.
甚至到100。
He was able to understand the presence of God in his life.
他能够呢在他生命里理解上帝的同在。
And so Abraham is not just any example.
但亚伯拉罕呢不是一个普通的一个例子啊。
Abraham is a wonderful example for us.
这是一个美好的榜样。
So, you know, let's try to understand how did Abraham understand the presence of God in his life?
那亚伯拉罕呢怎么理解上帝的同在呢？
Or for the matter, how did God help Abraham to understand his presence with him?
那上帝如何帮助亚伯拉罕来了解他的同在？
And, you know, just for today, I'd just like to introduce just one word.
那今天要跟大家介绍一个词哦。
And this word is called repetition.
那就是重复。
And repetition is just, you know, repeating.
那重复呢，就是一次又一次的说。
And we see this very clearly in the way God interacted with Abraham.
我们在上帝呢与亚伯拉罕的互动里可以看到。
No, let's take a look. Genesis chapter 12.
我们翻一下，翻到创世纪十二章。
So as we look at Abraham's life, we have to look across different chapters.
那当我们要了解他的生命，我们要阅读不同的经。
So today we'll practice a little bit of turning, you know.To the scriptures.
那今天我们要阅读不同的经文。
We read in chapter 12, verse 1.
十二章一节。
Now the Lord had said to Abraham.
那耶和华呢就对亚伯兰说。
Then we go to verse 7.
第七节。
Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said.
那上帝呢向亚伯拉罕显现说
Okay, we're going to go a little bit further in Genesis chapter 15 now.
让我们翻开十五章
After these things,
这些过后啊
the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying,
上帝呢在异象中呢与有话对亚伯兰说
See, God repeatedly appeared to Abraham.
那上帝不断的在亚伯拉罕面前出现。
And then we go to Genesis chapter 17 now.
现在我们翻开十七章。
Just a bit further. In verse 1.
第一节。
When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him,
那亚伯兰九十九岁的时候呢，上帝向他显现，对他说。
Of course, as we go through the chapters, there are many times in which God appeared to Abraham.
当我们慢慢的翻这个经文，发现呢，上帝呢在亚伯拉面前都出现了好多次。
You see, how did Abraham understand God's presence with him?
那亚伯拉罕怎么去理解上帝的同在呢？
It is through this. God repeatedly appeared to Abraham.
那上帝重复而且不断的在他面前出现呢。
And we all understand the need for repetition.
那我们都能够理解呢重复的重要性。
Why? Because we as humans can be forgetful.
因为身为人，有时候我们是健忘的。
We all need to be reminded.
我们需要一次又一次的被提醒。
You know, I was one incident that taught me this was, you know, sometimes I go home.
那有时候我回家。
And then you use the key to unlock the house.
你用钥匙呢打开那个门。
Well, the next morning I was leaving the house, I couldn't find my keys.
可是第二天我要离开的时候呢，找不到那钥匙啊。
Where are my keys? I searched up, down, left, right. Ask my wife, where are my keys?
我到处走，去找，可是找不到啊。
Little did I realize.
然后才发现。
That I left the keys outside the night before.
可是钥匙呢，就留在门外面啊。
So it was still stuck there.
还在那个门的锁匙那里。
I had to say, Lord, forgive me.
那上帝，请你原谅我。
Forgetful.
健忘。
And we all need to be reminded.
我们需要一次又一次的被提醒。
And that's why God tells us, God repeatedly appeared to Abraham.
那上帝呢就重复不断的在亚伯拉罕面前出现。
You know, it's so easy to forget about God in our lives.
那忘记上帝在我们生命里呢是很容易的。
And God needs to remind us of His presence in our lives.
那上帝呢需要一次又一次的提醒我们他的同在。
Of course, we also need this idea of, we need,our lessons to be reinforced again and again.
那也需要我们在生命里的功课呢加强。
You know, God taught Abraham many things.
那上帝教导亚伯拉罕许多事物。
And these lessons, we don't always easily learn lessons.
那这些功课有时候不是很容易学会的。
God had to repeatedly appear to Abraham to help reinforce the lessons that he has been trying to teach Abraham.
那上帝必须呢重复的出现在他面前来加强这些功课。
You know, we understand this very much as a pastoral, younger pastoral team.
身为一个比较年轻的教牧团呢，我们能够理解。
Well, today marks the first half of the year.
今天呢就是代表我们的这一半年的。
And for half a year, Pastor has been teaching us many lessons.
在过去半年的陈牧师教导我们很多功课。
So as I review these lessons,
当我来回顾这些功课的时候
I realize that some of these lessons are actually repeat lessons.
就发现这些功课呢所教我们的是重复的。
And I ask, why come does Pastor need to repeat some of these lessons?
我就问自己，为什么陈牧师要重复的教我们呢？
Well, the answer is that because we have not learned the lessons as we should have.
那是因为我们没有学好我们应该学好的功课。
And we need these lessons to be reinforced in our lives.
所以呢，我们需要这些功课来加强。
God needs to help Abraham to reinforce these things that he's been trying to teach him.
那上帝呢，必须帮忙亚伯拉罕来加强，来学习这些功课。
And then in this way, Abraham can understand God's presence better.
只有这样的方式呢，亚伯拉罕才能更好的理解。
No, of course.With repetition, we also need this idea of reassurance.
那我们需要一个确信。
You see, as humans, we can fear and be scared very easily.
那身为人呢，我们很容易的害怕。
And God understands that.
那上帝了解的。
And that's why He repeats Himself to us so that we can be reassured.
所以他会重复，使到我们能有这个确信。
And finally, you know, why do we have this need for repetition?
那我们为什么需要重复呢？
And it's this wonderful thing is that we can rejoice in such repetition.
那我们能够在因此呢而喜乐。
See, what does God repeating himself to us tell us?
那上帝重复的意思是什么？
It means that God cares for us.
它就代表上帝他关心我们。
God was thinking of Abraham.
上帝呢是想着亚伯拉罕。
God understood Abraham that he was, there were times where he was so scared.
那当亚伯拉罕害怕的时候，上帝知道的。
God understood Abraham that Abraham, there were times where he was uncertain.
当他不确定的时候，他上帝是知道的。
And that's why God reappeared to him again and again.
所以上帝的一次又一次的出现在他面前。
And we can rejoice in this because this is exactly the kind of God that we have.
那我们能够欢喜呢，因为我们的上帝就是如此。
God thinks of us.
他是想着我们。
God never forgets about us.
那上帝从来没有忘记我们。
And that's why he just not, does not appear to Abraham one time.
所以他不是不只是呢在亚伯拉罕面前出现一次。
But various times across his life.
可是在他生命里的无数次的出现。
Well, this is the God that we have.
这就是我们所拥有的上帝。
He never ever forgets about us.
他没有忘记我们。
You know, the interesting thing
有趣的
is that not only did God repeatedly appear to Abraham,
上帝呢不只是不断地重复出现在亚伯拉罕面前，
God also repeatedly spoke to Abraham.
他是重复地与他交谈。
Now, let me just show, read this together with you.
让我跟你一起阅读啊。
You see, in Genesis,
在创世纪
no, let's go back to Genesis chapter 12.
我们阅读十二章
And the verse that we just read just now.
我们刚才所阅读的
Verse 7.
第七节
Then the Lord appeared to Abram.
那上帝呢向亚伯兰显现
And said.
然后说
Let's go back now to chapter 17.
我们回去十七章
We read there again. When Abram was 99 years old,
亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候
the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him.
那上帝向他显现，对他说
No, each time God appeared to Abraham,
每一次上帝显现的时候
He also gave a word to Abraham.
他也与他交谈
And this is an important truth that we all must know.
这是我们所要理解的一个重要真理。
That the presence of God,
上帝的同在
is always accompanied with His word.
总是带着他的话语。
See, what does that mean for us today?
那在今天呢，这是什么意思呢？
For us, will God appear to us?
那上帝是否会显现在我们面前？
And I think to myself, will God appear to me?
那我就想啊，上帝会不会显现在我的面前？
At night when I'm sleeping.
晚上当我睡觉的时候
I say, Benjamin, Benjamin.
他说韦德韦德
And I say, speak Lord, your servant hears.
他说上帝啊你说吧
It's probably my wife calling me.
可能是我太太叫我而不是上帝
Will God appear to us today?
那在今天呢上帝会显现在我们面前吗
No, God does not have to appear to us today.
上帝不需要这样做
We can still know that he is with us.
我们还是能够知道他与我们同在。
Because we have the word of God.
因为我们有上帝的话语。
And that is a most marvelous truth.
这是最美好的真理啊。
How can we be sure of God's presence with us?
我们怎么能够确定上帝的同在呢?
We have his word right before us.
我们有他的话语在我们的面前。
That is how we know that God is here with us.
我们就会知道呢上帝与我们同在。
Because of his word.
因为有他的话语。
And this is a fascinating truth.
这是一个很奇妙的一个真理。
Because along the way, as we read of how God spoke to Abraham,
当我们看到上帝如何与亚伯拉罕交谈
there were different things that God said.
上帝说了不同的事物。
Sometimes it's a word of explanation.
有时候是解释。
Sometimes it's a word of instruction.
有时候是给他要做的。
Can be correction.
可能是纠正他。
Can be deepening.
可能是加深
comfort and encouragement. The list goes on.
安慰或盼望继续不断的
That is what God's word is to us as well.
那上帝的话语就是这样的
How can we be sure of God's presence?
我们怎么确定上帝的同在呢
It is through His word.
是通过他的话语
And so that's why when we say we spend time with God,
当我们说我们花时间与上帝亲近的时候
as we seek to commune with God,
当我们与他沟通的时候
what does it always involve?
他就参与了些什么呢
It involved God's word.
就需要我们阅读上帝的话语。
When we pray to God, what do we bring call to mind?
当我们祷告的时候，我们想些什么呢
God's word.
我们想起上帝的话语。
Constantly, God's word reassures us that God is here with us.
那上帝的话语让我们知道呢，上帝是与我们同在的。
And that's why this idea of my songs in the night is such an uplifting thing to read.
所以我们这个灵修啊，我夜间的歌曲呢，会振奋我们的心。
Because we are reading God's word.
因为我们读的呢是上帝的话语。
And in God's word, we understand God's presence with us.
在上帝的话语，我们能更好的了解上帝的同在。
We feel encouraged because He is there through His word.
因为他通过他的话语与我们同在呢，我们得到鼓励。
We feel uplifted because He is there through His word.
那我们受到振奋，因为他的话语鼓励着我们。
And you know, this is what God is.
上帝的就是如此。
See, God does not forget us.
上帝呢没有忘记我们。
God thinks of us.
他思想着我们。
And God now gives us His word to assure us of His presence with us.
那现在他给我们他的话语，让我们知道他与我们同在。
And this is the God that we have.
这是我们所拥有的上帝。
You know, He wishes to talk to us, to communicate with us.
他意念呢与我们沟通。
Just as he did with Abraham. And the wonderful thing is that if we know how to respond, we can have this wonderful relationship with him where we can understand God's presence.
如果我们能够学习适当的反应呢，我们能够有一个美好的关系，而且能够有上帝的同在。
You know, not only did God appear to Abraham,
上帝呢不只是呢显现在亚伯拉罕面前呢。
Not only did God speak to Abraham,
他不只是跟他交谈。
God also repeatedly did many other things for Abraham.
上帝也重复的为他做了许多事物。
One, of course, is this protection.
第一呢，就其中一样就是他的保守。
So as Abraham traveled to different places, God protected him.
当亚伯拉罕去不同的地方的时候，上帝都保守着他。
As Abraham went to different places, he also prospered.
他也呢也好，当亚伯拉罕去不同的地方的时候，他也慢慢的丰盛。
And this is also God's provision for him.
这是上帝给予他的供应。
And through it all, we see God's presence there.
那通过这一切，我们看到上帝的同在。
You know, how do we understand that today?
在今天呢，我们怎么理解这一切呢
？You see, uncles and aunties, you know, when you see, although sometimes there are health issues.
那叔叔阿姨们，虽然我们健康上可能有一些问题
，You know, you are still here.
可是您还是在这里。
God has kept you thus far.
那上帝呢，一直的保守着你们。
Isn't that God's presence?
这呢，就是上帝的同在。
You know, sometimes I talk to some of you during the evening tea.
那有时候我跟你们交谈啊，在这个午间的团契。
Sometimes I talk to Mrs. Ng.
有时候我跟Mrs. Ng 交谈。
She tells me, "Wow, she has to take care of her own mother."
她说她照顾他自己的母亲。
Must take care of the grandchildren.
啊，照顾孙子。
Sometimes don't know how to.Survive the day.
不知道呢怎么样的维持经历一天呢
But yet there is still strength.
可是呢他还是有力量
Yet there is still strength to cope.
还是有能够克服这一切的力量
Isn't that God's presence?
这呢也是上帝的同在啊
So God is constantly repeating things for us to help us understand His presence with us.
那上帝一直不断的重复啊，使到我们能够理解知道他的同在
And that is how Abraham understood God's presence.
亚伯拉罕呢就是这样的去理解上帝的同在
You know, finally, as we think about you know how God repeats Himself to us.
那我们是想上帝如何的重复
You know how much do we do?
那我们应该做些什么呢
？And the word is, we must respond well.
我们就是要适当好好的反应。
You see, if God is doing His part to help us understand His presence,
如果上帝已经尽他的职责，帮助我们理解他的同在
，we must also do our part to understand God's presence with us.
那我们也要尽我们的职责去理解。
And that would mean responding well to Him.
那就代表呢，我们要好好的、适当的去做反应。
And the first word is faith.
就是信心。
Genesis chapter 15 verse 6.
那在十五章六节，我们读到。
It says, "For Abraham, and he believed in the Lord."
那亚伯拉罕呢，信上帝。
And he accounted it to him for righteousness.
上帝呢，就因此为他的义。
You see, God wants us to have faith in Him.
那上帝呢，要我们有信心。
So constantly, He protects, He provides.
但他会保守，他会供应。
He speaks to us through His word.
通过他的话语，他与我们跟他沟通。
He understands us.
他理解我们。
He does not forget us.
他不忘记我们。
He wants to be there for us.
他要在那里与我们同在。
So that we can have faith in Him.
这一切呢，都是因为他要我们有信心。
And if we have faith in Him, our lives are so much better.
那当我们有信心的时候，我们能够更好的过我们的生命。
We don't have to, you know, struggle with.Our own different problems that are there.
我们不用自己呢，为我们的问题挣扎。
God offers us a better way, and that is His presence.
那上帝呢，给予我们他的同在。
We just need to have faith in him.
我们只需要有信心。
Of course, the next word, as we have faith, what will that cause us to do?
那当我们有信心的时候，我们会做些什么呢？
It will cause us to walk in his ways.
它会促使我们呢与上帝一起行。
In go back to Genesis chapter 17 now.
我们再回去呢，创世纪十七章。
It says, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him.
那耶和华向他显现，对他说。
I am Almighty God.
说我是全能的神。
Walk before me and be blameless.
你当在我面前行呢，做完全人。
And I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly.
我就与你立约呢，使你的后裔呢极其繁多。
Not only should we have faith.
我们不只是要有信心。
We must also walk with the Lord.
我们也要与上帝一起行。
And finally, we come to Genesis chapter 22.
我们翻开二十二章。
And we read in verse 18.
第十八节我们就读到。
It reads these words.
他就这么说。
In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
他说在并且呢，在万国都必因你的后裔得福。
Because you have obeyed my voice.
因为你听从了我的话。
You see, this chapter was written.
那这一章写的时候呢
？In the context where God asked Abraham to sacrifice his only son.
那背景呢，就是上帝呢叫亚伯拉罕呢牺牲他的独生子。
As a test to Abraham.
来试验他。
Did Abraham obey?
那亚伯拉罕呢就顺从了。
Yes, he did.
他真的顺从了。
And of course, Isaac's life was spared.
那以撒的生命呢就被赦免了。
And God continued to bless Abraham.
那上帝呢继续不断的祝福亚伯拉罕的生命。
Because Abraham had learned to have faith in God.
因为他学习呢在主里有信心。
He had learned to walk in God's ways,
他学习呢跟上帝一起行
and it led him to obey God in every single way.
这样他也学习了听从了上帝
Well, because Abraham responded like this,
因为亚伯拉罕这样的做反应了
he began to understand the presence of God in his life.
他就开始理解呢上帝在他生命里的同在
Well, as we conclude for this evening,
那这个傍晚当我们做结论的时候
No, may our heart's encouragement be to
This,
to just discover the Lord afresh.
来再次呢发现我们的上帝。
To respond to the Lord as we should.
来做适当的反应。
You know, to look at our lives and understand that God is repeatedly doing a work to us, for us.
回顾我们的生命，知道呢上帝一直不断的重复。
He is speaking to us through His Word.
通过他的话语，他与我们沟通。
We can understand His presence through what we read in the Bible.
通过我们所阅读的，能够理解他的同在。
And we can understand God's presence in our life a little bit more.
我们能够更好的理解呢上帝在我们生命里的同在。
Okay, let's go to God in prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们亲爱的天父。
We thank you for this word that we have read.
我们感谢我们所阅读的话语。
We thank you that we can read of your presence through the life of Abraham.
通过亚伯拉罕，我们能够阅读您的同在。
And we pray that we will learn what it means to read your word so much more.
我们祈求你教导我们更好的去阅读您的话语。
Because through it, we know that your presence will be found.
因为通过你的话语，我们能够找到您的同在。
We pray that you will continue to bless.
我们祈求你继续的祝福。
As we seek to have faith in you.
当我们学习有信心
to walk in your ways,
行你的与你一起行
and to obey your voice,
而且顺从你的话
We just once again thank you for this worship that we can have.
感谢您，我们能够有这崇拜会
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名而求
Amen.
Amen.